The first of two Slender Man trials is underway. Opening statements were heard in Waukesha County Tuesday. Anissa Wire, last month, pleaded guilty to second-degree intentional homicide with a deadly weapon. 3 years ago, she and Morgan Geyser were 12 years old when they stabbed a friend multiple times, leaving her for dead in a park in Waukesha. The girls said they were trying to please the fictional horror character Slender Man. The victim survived. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, the jury is being asked to decide whether Wire is legally responsible or if her actions were caused by mental illness.
Selecting a jury in the Slender Man trial Monday took just one day. At the start of the second day, the judge read the directions to the jury and handed over the floor to the lawyers for opening statements. Up first was Joseph Smith, the attorney for Anissa Wire. He told the jury that there is no doubt Wire was mentally ill at the time of the stabbing 3 years ago. Smith says that shortly after the incident, he had Wire meet with an expert in the field of child psychology. He says the doctor diagnosed Wire with schizotypal.
What that meant for Anissa is that she has a propensity to more readily accept non-reality or delusional-based beliefs.
The other girl accused in the stabbing, Morgan Geyser, has also been diagnosed with schizophrenia, and Smith says together the two fed off of each other.
A shared delusional disorder involves a strong adherence to non-reality-based thoughts or beliefs by two people who share a close relationship. The primary and the secondary person succumb to the exchange of the delusional beliefs as a result of that very close relationship.
Smith says Wire and Geyser believed that they had to become a proxy for Slender Man in order to save their families and themselves from harm. And the only way to become a proxy was by killing someone close to them.
It had to be done in her mind. It needed to be done as a part of that delusional reality that she was living in at that time.
Smith says that of the three experts who have spent time with Wire, none of them are disputing that at the time of the incident, she suffered from a mental disease or disorder. And he says because of that, she should be committed to a mental institution, not a prison. However, the lawyer for the state disagreed. Kevin Osborne is an assistant district attorney with Waukesha County. He says based on how the attack played out, he's convinced Wire could not have believed that she and her family were in immediate danger from Slender Man.
The original plan was to get up in the middle of the night, kill Peyton, and leave.
But Osborne says that didn't happen.
And Anissa wakes up at 1:30, tries to wake up Morgan, and Morgan's like, nah, it's too early, we're not going to do it right now. If they were really, truly afraid of an immediate harm to themselves or their families from a fictional character that apparently knows all and sees all, wouldn't they be thinking, oh geez, if we don't get up now and do this, Slender Man's gonna be mad.
Osborne says instead, the girls waited until later in the day after they'd played dress up and gone to the park. He says Wire was supposed to be the one to stab the victim, but said she could not go through with that. Instead, when it was time, Osborne says Wire told Geyser to go berserk. Osborne says this case was really about wanting something. He says Wire wanted friends and went along with the plan in order to keep Geyser as her friend. If the jury finds Wire legally responsible, she could be sentenced to 10 years in prison. If jurors determine her actions were caused by mental illness, she could be placed in a mental facility until 2020. Wire's trial is expected to last around a week. Geyser's trial is expected to start at the end of the month. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.